The last thing I am is a czar. What I try to do is be a coordinator. We try to coordinate the activity here at the federal level and coordinate activity across levels of government with our partners. I have five things that the vice president and president have assigned me to do. Number one is to get the funds out quickly to stimulate the economy and at the same time making sure that they're effectively allocated, that we're not guilty of providing the money too quickly and exposing ourselves to potential for waste, fraud, or abuse. Secondly, I have to get the money under contract. While it's getting it out into the hands of agencies or into the hands of our government partners is a wonderful thing, making sure that it's properly contracted for, that the contract terms promote transparency, promote accountability, decrease the risk of fraud is itself as important as simply obligating the funds. And parenthetically, so far in 84 days, we've obligated over $100 billion worth of federal funds. The third thing I have to do is build an infrastructure. And working with the Recovery and Transparency Board, I don't use the acronym. I always call them either the board or the Recovery and Transparency Board. Working with the board, we're designing a reporting mechanism. And we're going to be working very closely with our state counterparts, like the folks from Nebraska and Ohio who are on the phone today, to make sure that while we get transparency right, we don't so overburden our counterparts that this becomes a very difficult exercise for them. The fourth thing I have to do at the federal level is to establish performance measures that the American people care about. There should be relatively few of those performance measures, but we know that things like number of jobs created is very important and very focused, and there'll be a few other measures like that. And finally, I have to maintain the support of the American people, the support of the Congress, and the support of our partners in implementing this. And that means giving speeches or appearing on radio programs like this so that we can let people know what's going on.
Okay, very good. Do you have any specific relationships that you try to foster with the states? As you know, we're talking here with Nebraska and Ohio. How do you see those relationships?
The relationships run the gamut from the kinds of things that the staff at OMB, who I work with closely, do with NASACT, NASBO, and the other organizations, to literally sitting down one-on-one last week with probably a half a dozen different state officials who happen to be in town, the Inspector General from California and others.